When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We don't have a theme tune for this. Poems, Poetry Pals. Welcome to episode 2 of Poetry Pals. It's been a long time since we did this show. Do you remember we did episode 1
yes,
with Sunny?
Yes, it has been a long time indeed. And we're delighted that you're listening to some poetry. It's not everyone's cup of tea, not everyone's cup of cha, but here we are. And today we're reciting 2 poems that I wrote. The first one is called The Owl. And it just comes from a series of poems that I wrote about animals, basically trying to see it from their perspective. So Ted Hughes did a lot of this where he talked about animals or animals he created so that you get a different perspective from life. And this is from the perspective of an owl. So I'll go ahead and read it. I am an owl. I wake up when other birds go to nest to sleep. I am the guard of the forest. It is my comforting hooting that acts as a lullaby to the chick swallow, magpie, crow, or raven. It is my reliable hooting that acts as the clock does, taking away the hours that pass until daybreak, creating order in the lives of beasts. I have big eyes full of mysteries which I do not share. I have a neck that can go round and round that sends a lost fox cub running. And this always makes me laugh. I have a beautiful face that resembles the moon. I love the moon. I often am lost in a night dream as I gaze deep into the moon's sandy surface. I love the moon because he shines to all of us with the same unjudging light and has no preferences. Sometimes when I'm very still, I resemble a feathery flower or a beaky bush or a clawed fairy. I hunt mice, bats, anything small and furry, for they get my blood running hot whenever I see such squiggly things. I do confess I cannot contain my urge to play with them, and then accidentally, in my fit of passion, I snap their soft, furry necks. And then I am sad. For a minute, I regret. I am so sad. But then I remember that I'm hungry, that I have chicks waiting for me, and I eat a bit of whatever I have in my claws with great pleasure. My wings spread across the night, blending in, becoming part of the night as I fly across the forest. Constantly in the eye out for crawling the lights, I am the main inspiration for angels, and heroes are designed after me. The forest is full of life. It is my playground and my nursery, my food and my child. While I kill with one claw, I feed my babies with another. I am too wise for guilt to creep into my consciousness for long, as I live in the eternal present. And when day comes, I shut my eyes and let my head sink into myself. I sit on my chicks, hooting them to sleep, before I too drift off, allowing my head to sink even deeper. I enjoy the warmth of the sun, but I never see it as my own feathers gently shade my eyes and eyelids and temple and transport me to a different kind of night. So that was The Owl.
Very nice. Now, I don't remember that one. I remember some of your other animal poems, like the gecko and the polar bear and so forth, but I don't remember The Owl, but that's very nice.
Yeah, just know something about The Owl. But
But PJ, you snapped his poor neck.
Well, I mean, the owl snapped a poor neck. Look, that's not me. I mean, I don't even eat animals. Oh. But the point of these poems are that try to see the world from the perspective of an animal, which might seem really cruel, I think, from a human. I think all this morality, that's just a human invention. Mm. You know, animals, you know, they don't see it as evil. They're just hungry, whatever. And you know. So I really wanted to go beyond it's not me. That's what I find very interesting about animal poems. It's not about us anymore. It's not about what, you know, love relations between people or you know, what did Mr. Brown do or Mrs. White? You know, it's just a timeless animal that's out of our own environment from a very different perspective. Love that.
Yeah. That's fair. And it's a good poem. And you have a second one for us.
Indeed, yeah. So this one is written for and dedicated to my stepmom in Belfast as well. And I thought I'd recite this poem because our dog died, Dolly. She died today.
Poor Dolly.
Poor Dolly, yeah. She died today. And you knew her, dude. She was a sweet dog. And I wrote this poem about Fleur. That's my stepmom. Because she was always a great healer and she always took care of Dolly, and she helped her pass on, actually. So she was with her at her death. This is a poem I also wrote around the same time as the owl. This is all from the beginning of the lockdown. I was feeling, I was feeling very pensive. So here is the poem, The Healer. And just as a little reference notes, she's a great cocktail maker, so... At the restaurant she owned, Cabaret Restaurant Teatro, was my dad. And you're a big fan, Dean?
It's still my all-time favorite restaurant, and she made some very good cocktails.
Indeed, yeah. So it does give a reference to that in this poem. So it's called The Healer. Creating elixirs, both alcoholic and none, was a gift she picked up somewhere down the road and used well to heal others. In cabaret restaurants or in her eggshell blue-tiled kitchen, with paintings on the wall of people dancing, with paintings of smoky Aragonese landscapes, with paintings of dogs with smiles in their eyes standing beside her human pet. She grew up in a wonderful broken land full of love well hidden, where every time a car exploded, mothers hugged their child tighter, and father's pipes trembled against her will. She roamed Belfast with Indian shawls and skirts that belonged in bedtime stories or magic realist novels, equipped with a low voice and a cosmopolitan in an untidy car listening to James Brown, Van Morrison, and Jimi Hendrix. She painted words. She painted worlds. She created homes. And she gave world food to the culturally starved. She drove around Northern Ireland, not with a weapon, but equipped with a paintbrush. And she was allergic to politics, and she was immune to religion. She was addicted to interior designs, and she loved art created by children. She has created many elixirs for me throughout her long and timeless acquaintance. For me, her stepson and oldest child, for all she loved and adored in forms of soda bread and chocolate cakes, slow-baked lamb with rosemary, shepherd's pie with Dijon mustard, lemon drizzle cakes, cocktails and Indian teas, porridge with love, and all manners of fruits. And she always had love and kindness, and even more love and kindness. So that's a poem. That's for you, Fleur.
There we go. I always love the line about her going around Belfast in Indian shawls. That's the line I always remember from that one.
Oh, that's good to know, yeah. Yeah, it's just basically about her, for those of you guys not in Northern Ireland. Just about someone really, he's not really conforming to the usual tiring discussion about politics and what troubles and stuff. So it's really someone who was stayed in Northern Ireland, but she really did stuff that, you know, parsley and basil you know, whatever Dill, Mr. Dill, whatever those politicians are called, talked about. So yeah, that's
yeah. And I remember in Teatro, the very first time I went, she made me a nice cocktail called a silhouette. And then I also remember going round to her house once, and she made mistletoe martinis. Very good cocktail.
Look, she's an elegant woman. So there you go.
So, awesome, PJ. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. This has been a little bonus Christmas treat, a little Christmas and New Year's treat for the listeners. It's been episode 2 of Poetry Pals. Have a poetic day.
A poetical day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.